Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mama Bear's Healing Homestead on Simple Homespun Living, Simple Homespun Life. My name is Sandra Bear Davis, the Appalachian medicine woman. I'm a fifth generation, at least, folk medicine practitioner of Cherokee and Celtic descent. I live in Old Fort, North Carolina, outside of Asheville, where I'm a healing practitioner, shamanic practitioner, teacher, and reader. And I've had Blog Talk Radio shows since late 2007 on into 2008, but I've taken a couple-year break while I was getting myself moved back home to Western North Carolina, and I thought, well, you know what, now that I'm grounded into my homestead, my little first little grandchild was born that I watched through the day, so I took the gypsy wheels off my gypsy cart, and I'm here at home in Old Fort, North Carolina, rocking it out and doing my thing. So I thought it's time to get back on the radio and reach out to a broader audience of people with the messages of peace and healing and reconciliation, and all is well, and we will get it together. In the end, love does win. I know right now we're surrounded by all kinds of dismaying events, things that will make a person really lose their faith in mankind and kind of wonder what's going to happen. And so I just feel inspired to share a half hour of encouragement on Monday through Thursday at 7:30 regularly. So this is a metaphysical type working that I do. I'm a medicine woman, shamanic practitioner. I love this life. It's a simple homespun life. It's very close to the earth life. So I was privileged to have lifelong training in the sacred healing ways. And that sounds fancy, don't it? But it's really not. It's you at the elbow of your grandparents, your parents, your aunts and uncles, you learn the healing ways. If you're on a walk, they'll tell you, you know, what you can eat and what you could use for medicine. And if you have a bee sting, your grandpa pulls a wad of tobacco out of his mouth and slaps it right on your bee sting and the pain goes away. And yeah, if you're sick, you get apple cider vinegar and honey with diced up garlic, and you get, if you have parasites, you get black walnut. And so you just kind of grow up with it. You know, there's a healing energy that comes from Old Ireland that my family has worked with. I'm at least fifth generation. So I want to do a little introductory show today because I'm just getting back started again. So I'm going to talk a little bit about myself and what I do, and I hope that you will bear with me on this. Most of the time, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be calling in healing energy. We're going to be doing distance healing prayers. We're going to be doing a reading of the energy of the day. And then I may begin to do some channeling, some spirit channeling. I work with the Angelic Council of Light, which is the archangels. There's eight archangels that I work with in that council. And so every time I do my work, I visualize my space in a golden egg of energy, wing to wing, surrounded by the holy archangels. I want to make sure that within our circle of energy, it's very loving, very powerful, very magical, very healing, you know, for mind, body, soul, spirit. And I want to make sure that on the outside of our circle, our sacred space, that nothing is able to intrude that would draw the energy away or do any harm. And so this is, you know, powerful, powerful work. I work from what I call the Bear Medicine Lodge. It's an initiated space in Old Fort, North Carolina. It's really just my little home, my little homestead, but it has been initiated as a gathering place. Spiritually, I'm doing my best to follow the old Cherokee ways, the pre-Christianized Cherokee ways that were practiced for 15,000 years in these here mountains, and following of the 13 Cherokee moon tradition, We have upcoming in the full moon, May 5th, the planting moon. Cherokee was all about agriculture and all about community and being good earth keepers and, you know, planted gardens. We were not nomadic. We had stable homes that we lived in, and we tended to food forest as well as the Three Sisters gardens or planting gardens. And so the full moon ceremonies that we do usually revolve around agriculture. They revolve around blessing your seeds. They revolve around, you know, asking the rivers and the streams to, and the spirits of the rivers and the streams to bring enough water, but not too much. Yeah. So helping us to be in balance. It's all around corn is very sacred. Selu, Selu is the corn mother. She's as close as you will get to a Mother Earth goddess in the Cherokee tradition. So we honor her in this sacred space. Corn is very sacred to Native people. And so we, you know, work with corn a lot here. We're really working in a war against Monsanto because the sacred seeds are being profaned by that organization. And so we want to see the return of the sacred seeds, the pure seeds that were given to us by a creator that are full of life-enhancing goodness, not slow poison that's killing us, killing much life on the earth. The honeybees are in such distress because of the toxic pesticides in the world. And so we're working to have spaces that are havens for honeybees and butterflies and for sacred seeds and for the old ways. Now, we do this with the perfection of imperfection because there were very, very few people that are practicing traditional old-school Cherokee spirituality. And the truth be known, I am not full-blooded. If you look at me, you're going to see a graying, blue-eyed woman, but I am of Cherokee descent, and that blood is very ignited, and it is a force that is calling me to the old, to the beautiful old ways. They're very gentle. They're very kind. One of the things I love about it, too, is you're not trying to proselytize or change somebody because they're on a wrong path. We assume that everybody's spirituality that works for them, and that's fine. That's good. We're not trying to change anybody or convert anybody. We're just offering in our Bear Medicine Lodge a soft place for those who are of Cherokee descent, whether they can prove it or not, you know, whether you have the quantum or not, or the documentation or not, to come together and join together in fellowship and enjoy a spiritual time together. All our gatherings are going to be around a potluck. We're going to have food. We're going to do a stomp dance, the traditional Cherokee community dance. We're going to have a fire. We're going to have the lessons of the full moons. You know, each moon has a new lesson, and we're going to do our best to follow these old ways imperfectly, of course, but to the very best of our ability, and just hoping and praying that Great Spirit sees this and it feels good to our Creator. And that's the intention. Yeah. So I live in Old Fort. I have this little forming of a little homestead. I was raised up on a homestead. My parents were some of the they were clean-cut hippies from Berea College back to the Landers during the 70s. You know, and they graduated. I was born in 61. And so, you know, by the time I was 11, 12 years old, they were ready to, you know, watching that Yul Gibbons and all that good stuff back in the day, ready to go be on a homestead and be, you know, back to nature. And so that's how I grew up, and that's what I love. So I'm used to going out, and like this time of year right now, you go out, you pick poke, you know, and you make poke salad, and you make fried poke stalks, and I'm used to, like, gathering wild edibles, your Purse Lane right now is a beautiful wild edible. Your chickweed, your violet flowers, your red bud flowers, all these. There's so many beautiful wild edibles out there right now. That's just to name just a very, very few. And so we live in these beautiful Smoky Mountains here with an abundance of wild foods, and nature provides in this place so beautifully. And it's we have beautiful water here, these beautiful mountains that were never below a primordial sea. These mountains are the oldest mountains on the planet. That's why they're so soft and rounded, like a mother's breast. And they have that nurturing energy of a mother, of a mother love. They're very life-enhancing, these beautiful mountains. People that are drawn here tend, the people that are magnetized to this area tend to want to be good earth keepers. Maybe they're not there yet. Maybe they're still learning. But they tend to be people who want to get into more natural healing, more organic way of living, a simpler way of living, a quieter way of living, a more heart-centered way of living. And so you have a lot of different kind of spiritual communities in this area. Some are just like very hippy-dippy, which is fun and which is cool. If you go down to downtown Asheville on Friday night, you're going to come across a massive drum circle with all sorts of folks. You can have the most straight-laced conservative tourist dancing right beside the most dreadlocked, crazy, hippie dude you've ever seen. And it's wonderful. You know, it's just wonderful. It's people's barriers fall. Speaking of that, when we do our full moon ceremonies, we always have music. There's always drumming. There's always singing. There's always dancing. There's always prayer. There's always a passing of what's called the talking stick. The talking stick tradition is where you can have a nice conscious conversation. You don't, I shouldn't even say conversation, but each person gets to speak their heart. And while they're holding the talking stick, see, no one interrupts them. No one asks them questions. No one cross-talks. You don't even think about what you want to reply because you're not going to reply to what they say. You're just going to listen. And if they just feel like they need love and healing energy sent to them, they can just hold the stick and be silent and just ask for some silent, in the silence, love to flow to them, you know? And then it passes, when they're done, it passes to the next person. Each person gets a chance to speak their heart or talk about if they have a problem, or they can talk about something beautiful they experienced, or they can just tell who they are and what they're doing and their experiences in life. And it's a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. So we always do that to connect one each to each other. And it's lovely. Just a very lovely old way of allowing. And it's also, if you are there and you're listening to someone, it's kind of a relief not to have to be coming up with a witty reply or a question or continue the conversation by somehow, you know, bringing forth more information. You know, you just listen. You truly listen to that person. And you're very there in the moment. When you do the sacred dance, you do the sacred drumming, you do the talking stick ceremony, all of these things we do are about getting and being in this moment, in this very powerful moment of time, being fully present. We do a breathing technique to allow us to kind of ground into our space, and we do a meditation to make sure we're nice and rooted in this place. We're very connected to spirit, and we're a free-flowing reed of energy. That also brings in a lovely, beautiful, beautiful energy. And then, you know, of course, we fellowship. We have food. We have tea. A lot of times we'll have some tea with mugwort in it. Mugwort is indigenous to this part of the world. It's a wonderful shamanic journeying tea. It's relaxing. It's a feminine tea. So it's extremely relaxing for people because it helps your body to release serotonin. So it has a short-lived antidepressant component. And so you feel good, you feel light, and it's also wonderful to help a person fall asleep. If you ever you know, feel like you just are having such a hard time falling asleep, a little mugwort in your tea might not be a bad thing, although some people are allergic to it. So, you know, there is that, as with any food or drink that you partake in. Somebody's going to have an allergy. I've never come across it, but I have heard that there are people that are allergic to it. So we have tea, we break bread, we have food together, we sing, we dance, we drum, we speak to each other, we give each other heart-to-heart hugs on the left side. When you hug somebody and you go for the right shoulder, that's considered a defensive hug. You know, you're not really letting them in. But if you hug them heart-to-heart on the left side of each one of you, you're going to have that deep, much more bonded, deeper connection. We don't let go either until the person that seems to need the hug, they let go. You know, I don't let go of people when they hug me until they let go, because some people really need a long, extended hug. They just need it. And then we also will look into the left eye, and this is like totally swiped by that movie Avatar, but oh well. At least, you know, people heard about it, I guess. But we'll put our hand on the heart, the left hand on the person's heart, and they'll put their left hand on our heart, and then we will look into the left eye until we see the soul of the person. We really see them, and then we say, "I see you." Yeah, you remember that from the movie? Yeah, that's an indigenous practice. I see you. I see you. And how many of us never really felt like we were actually seen or heard or acknowledged? And so it's a beautiful, powerful healing that can come for people, and that just simple. Isn't that simple? It's so simple, but it is so lovely. And then when people dance, it's not a complicated dance, and even people that say they can't dance, dance, because it's just steps in rhythm with one another. And each stomp of the step is a prayer being sent down to Mother Earth, yeah? The fire at the center of everything is a symbol of Great Spirit, it's the center of everything. And so Great Spirit would be God, you know, would be what other, you know, has a thousand faces, right? But it's this one big, loving creator energy. So that Great Spirit is at the very center of the fire. At the very center, at the very core of everything we do. It was interesting, one time a neighbor of mine, I was like, "We're going to be doing a traditional Cherokee gathering in here if you would like to come." And she's like, she's Catholic, she's like, "Well, you know, if I didn't believe in God, I'd probably really enjoy coming to that." And I'm like, boy, our life revolves around Creator. But I get it. I understand. She's a lovely, lovely lady. She's an older lady. But at the very center of everything we do, like everything we say and everything we do is a prayer. Every interaction that we have with people should be a gift. And so walking in that all the time, every day. We don't put it on and take it off like Sunday go to church. You know, it is who we are and what we do. And so I'm privileged and honored to walk this earth as a medicine woman to the very best of my ability. When I got my calling, it was not a part-time calling. It was just like, I can't even do anything else. Yeah. Being a medicine person is going to involve a lot of things. You know, you're going to be facilitating ceremonies. I don't want to say lead ceremonies, because I don't want to be in, like, some hierarchy where I'm up above. I want to be, like, a part of. And so I facilitate gatherings. And then hopefully different ones will lead circle, you know, as time goes by. But right now I lead circle, our circle gatherings. A medicine person will be a healer, generally speaking. And so I do, I do the old kind of shamanic type healing with vibrational medicine, where you've got drums and flutes and rattles. You sing a lot to people. You hum a lot. There's the laying on of hands healing. There's balancing of the energy centers of the body, which we've all heard of chakras, right? Everybody's heard of chakras. Well, I try to tell this to everybody. Every society, every all around the world, the healers and the medicine people see along the center of the body these different fires. They'll have different numbers and they have different names, right? So Eastern philosophy, you would have seven main chakras through the pranic tube, the main channel in the body along the spine. Celts saw three cauldrons, right? You have a cauldron of air, a cauldron of fire, and a cauldron of water. The Native Americans saw five stars. So you have an earth star, a spirit star, a fire, air, and a water star. And so these are all, you know, like fires that different ones would see that have different colors. And so if you're balancing the energy centers, I honestly work with more like 14. There's one that's a foot below your feet that is the color of red clay mud. It's your connection to Mother Earth. There's the one at the base of your tailbone that is, you know, like your base chakra. That's a red, like a red color. That's where you store fear, doubt, worry, guilt, and that's where survival. It's about survival, yeah. Then you go up and you have the orange energy, the orange ball of energy that is the, gosh, I can't even think straight right now, a sacral chakra. That's about family issues. It's also about creativity, sexuality, and things like that. You go up to right in your sternum area, and you have the solar plexus chakra, which is a yellow color or a gold color. And then you go to the heart, and that will be like an adventuring green or a real pretty, lighter, healthy, beautiful green at the heart. A few inches above it would be the thymus chakra, which is a pastel pink. It's about being able to love yourself. Now, your solar plexus, I need to go back there. Your solar plexus is about trusting your own knowing, trusting your gut, right? Your ancient wisdom, your belly wisdom. Your heart, of course, is love and the ability to be able to give love with the green chakra. The green heart chakra is I can love others, right? The thymus is about I love me. I not only give love, but I accept love being given to me, right? That's where a lot of people leave off that cycle. They give till they're depleted. They never allow anything to return to them. They never allow any gifts to be given to them. Yeah, so we've got to be able to both give out love and receive love back, okay? Then you go up to the throat area. That's going to be a light blue or a turquoise color, and that's your thyroid chakra, and that is a part of speaking your truth. It's also, you know, saying what needs to be said, not holding that back. But it's also a part of our psychic ability comes from the thyroid, right? Particularly when we want to be speaking words of wisdom, yeah, and be a free-flowing reed of energy, of divine words that are higher, you know, a higher consciousness, a higher, vibration than we normally would be in a normal everyday conversation. When we're doing psychic readings, we're tapping in very powerfully to our higher self as well as the person we're talking to's higher self. We are more than in that period of time, right? Okay, so then you go up to your forehead area, and you're going to have a dark blue energy like lapis. Yeah, or a midnight sky, and that is, you know, that is about telepathic ability, our gifts of sight, our pineal, you know, it's attached to the pineal gland, which is the very center of our brain, which is a pine cone looking little gland that's full of liquid, supposed to be. Our modern diet, as well as the fluoride in our water and in our toothpaste, are turning it into a calcified, hard object. And who in the world would not want us to see for ourselves that we can access the divine? Yeah? It's natural to speak to spirit beings that are of divine love. It's natural to talk to a tree. It's natural to talk to a stone. It's natural to be able to communicate with a flower. It's natural to be able to communicate with your pets. But our society is teaching us that that's crazy, that you can't do it. And then the chemicals in our food, the chemicals in our water supply, and in our hygiene items are calcifying the pineal gland, so we can't hear, we can't see. And so that's a sad state of affairs that people like me are trying to turn around. People, we got to hear for ourselves, see for ourselves, know for ourselves. We no longer need mediators. We no longer need gurus. We can learn to hear it and see it for ourselves. And that's extremely empowering. That's extremely empowering for human beings to know. And without fail and without a doubt, these words that you hear are always loving and kind and life-enhancing. This is not schizophrenia where you're told to go off and hurt yourself or others. You never hear anything like that in this realm. It's all about love and being good earth keepers and taking care and nurturing and healing. You know, it's always these beautiful messages that come when you're in that state of having a third eye that is awake and aware. Okay, then you go to the very tip top of your head, and you have the crown chakra. The crown chakra is kind of a lavendery color, and it's about accessing our higher self, or the spirit realm, and higher knowing. Yeah, go about a foot above that, and I call that our Godhead chakra. That's where I access my highest self, who is, you know, in the heavenly realms, and speak with her and get information from her. I'm a part of her. She's a part of me, you know. And so we connect, and especially when you're doing readings, you got to make sure all these channels are very clear and you're a free-flowing read of energy. And then I also have the feet chakras. At the bottom of each foot, you would have open, so that you would literally feel roots growing down to the very center of the earth. And not just kind of like wrapping around it, but I'm talking about drilling down and anchoring in the earth, anchoring in that crystalline being that is our mother, that is the sentient being, Gaia, the blue, beautiful blue jewel. And we can just, then we access all this incredible wisdom all the time, everywhere we go. Nature spirits are incredibly excitable and excited when they figure out that we can hear. And that's with our strong-rooted connection to the earth and to all things natural. Then also you have palm chakras. I work with those too, opening those for the healer hands, but also a reader is going to want to have good open palm chakras, so that when you hover your hand over the cards or whatever you work with, you feel powerful energy flow through. These are not like supernatural gifts. They are human gifts available to each and every one of us. I'm not some special, out of the ordinary being. I just remembered who I am, I think, a little sooner, and I don't doubt it. You know, I went through my years of, like, I'm either crazy or this stuff is real, right? And enough proof came my way, enough validation came my way, that I totally trust the process now. Believe it or not, we are at 90 seconds till the end of the show. Wow. Okay, so from 8 until 10:30, I'm available for readings Monday through Thursday. So I'm going to give you the number. It's 888-693-8437, extension 0426-8117. And that's a half hour reading, and that's through a service. It'll be a little bit of a pain in the butt to get registered, but after you're registered, I'll never see your financial information, and you call and talk with me through the service. So it's 888-693-8437, extension 0426-8117. Tomorrow we're going to call in distance healing energy, do a prayer. We're going to do a reading. We're going to do a shamanic journey. I'm going to do a little bit of channeling, and I'm going to tell you all about my herb garden and my grandson and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's a simple homespun life here on Mama Bear's Healing Homestead. I love it. I love you. I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to listen today. I'm really excited to be back on the air again, and I hope that Creator will help me do a good job. Blessings of divine love and light to you and yours. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Aho.